Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! It is a St. Louis sweep for the Crew!
Here are your hosts, John Mercure and Julia Fellow,
with Brewers insider Dominic Catronio.
All right, Dom! Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us on an off day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, guys. How are we doing? We're feeling great after a sweep.
Oh, man. Feeling great for sure. I mean, the Brewers are grinding. Yelich said after yesterday's game, feels like we stole one. They're winning. They're working hard. Here's my question. Are other teams afraid of the Brewers? Do we make them nervous?
100%. I think you look at last season, they led baseball in unearned runs scored. And I don't think that's a coincidence of, you know, they have speed. They put the ball in play. That's how they're built. And you look at it yesterday, they're getting no hit into the eighth inning. And then you blink and you're trailing because of an error on the other side. And, you know, it's not technically an error on Renjifo's bunt, but that's a missed assignment. That's a mental error by the Cardinals. You have to play perfect defense against the Brewers to beat them. And the Cardinals did not play perfect defense. And the Brewers were able to survive getting no hit. And like Yelly said, absolutely, they stole yesterday's game from the depths. And I still can't believe they won that game.
What do you think about the accusation of the Brewers stealing signs?
You know, there's a term we use, Julia, that's it's called Bush League. And quite frankly, I said this, so I'm saying this on my show tonight, you know, to be getting beat the way they got beat these last two games, to not have a single hit with a runner in scoring position, to then say, oh, it's because you're stealing our signs, that's the definition of Bush League. And there is no love lost between Oliver Marmol and the Milwaukee Brewers because, I mean, it feels like there's something every year with him. And I don't know what his deal is. Maybe he's just sick of losing to the Brewers, but I still can't believe that he tried to deny that he pointed at his ribs saying hit Christian Yelich when it's clearly on video, and then to say it's because they're stealing. Everything about that situation just doesn't smell right to me.
It seems like Brewers fans want the Cubs to be their biggest rival, but it seems like between the lines, it's the Cardinals, Dom. What is it about this rivalry and this matchup?
I think it's because for so long, the Cardinals have just, you know, outclassed the Brewers, right? We think of the early 2000s and 2011 even, obviously, right? We all know how frustrating that series was. But really, since 2011, I mean, that's the last time the Brewers swept the Cardinals in a series, it's really turned. And St. Louis, you know, for lack of a better term, really hasn't been that relevant in the postseason since losing in the World Series to 2018 to the Red Sox. So I think that they're kind of in this weird transition where they're used to beating up on little brother and they're not doing so anymore. And they're kind of feeling insecure about it.
Can we talk about the Miz?
Yes.
Okay. So Coach Murphy called the Miz 6'7" tall, a baby giraffe last year. So, but he's getting bigger. His legs are getting bigger. Is that helping him with his throw?
Yeah, I mean, he's becoming an elephant more and more about because the way I see it, I mean, he confirmed it as well. He has gained a couple of pant sizes in a good way, right, where he's adding mass to his lower half. And when you talk about pitcher injuries and how fragile the human arm is to throw a ball, the thing about Miz that makes it so incredible, and the Brewers have staff and people that can figure this stuff out that are way smarter than all three of us, but the point being is that staff went to Miz last offseason and said, hey, if you want to make it, you know, 160-plus innings in a season while throwing 100 miles an hour, you need to add mass. You need to get lower half built up. And he has certainly done that, and that's why we're seeing him break every velocity record under the sun right now to be able to carry that velo throughout the game. He was not this pitcher last year, and I think what's so wild is his core has gotten stronger, his lower body's gotten stronger, and it's quite the development story for the Brewers.
Indeed it is. Dom Catronio, check him out tonight, 8 o'clock. It's Brewers Weekly on WTMJ. I always listen to it. It's fascinating insight and perspective on this, man, just intriguing, wonderful baseball team. Dom, thank you so much. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, guys. Back to golf now.
Back to golf. Look at that. He took time. You know, he's golfing Sand Valley today. It's one of the top golf courses in the state. And he took time off to do the hit.
Absolutely.
That is Dom Cotronio.
I'll do that anytime to talk about the Brewers.
Yeah, he is the man.